You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Sees the Spectrum by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 1. Why doesn't he like me? Sibo, Mum said at breakfast, I'm going to visit Auntie Jalia this afternoon to discuss stuff about the church bazaar. Do you want to come with me? Sibo thought for a few minutes, trying to figure out who Auntie Jalia was. Then she remembered she was her mom's new friend. Does Auntie Jalia have children? Sibo asked. A little boy, Mum replied. Sibo loved small kids. They were always so cute and lots of fun to play with. Okay, Mum, Sibo smiled, grabbing her school bag. Well, don't dawdle after school, Sibo. Come straight home, please, otherwise we'll be late. Mum knew her young daughter often got easily sidetracked. Sibo laughed and waved. Don't worry, Mum, I won't forget. Oh, hello, Sibo. I didn't know you were coming with your mum, Auntie Jalia said as she opened the door. Sibo grinned. I like playing with little kids. Mum said you had one. Auntie Jalia smiled. Jared is in the living room watching his favorite show. You can join him, but if you wait a second, I'll give you some juice and cake. She looked at Sibo's mum. Hope you don't mind sitting in the kitchen. It's more peaceful. Sibo's mum shook her head. Of course not. Sorry about the mess, Auntie Jalia laughed. Jared and I were experimenting with taste, touch, and smell at lunchtime, and I haven't had time to clean it up yet. Sibo stared. They must have had lots of fun. There was colourful food all over the counter. Sibo nearly giggled when she saw her mum's face. She usually liked things all neat and tidy. Auntie Jalia flipped the switch on the kettle and took some juice out of the fridge. She filled a glass and cut a large wedge of cake for Sibo. Here you go, sweetie. You can eat it in the TV room with Jared. She pointed to a room across the passage. Sibo carried the glass and plate carefully. She didn't want to add to the mess. A cute little boy was standing on tiptoes in front of the television. His eyes were riveted on the screen. Lucky kid, Sibo muttered. Mum doesn't let me watch TV in the afternoon. She put her plate down on a small table and took a swig of juice. Hi, Jared. Sibo grinned at the little boy expectantly. But Jared ignored her and carried on watching his show. Sibo looked around the room and spotted a box of toys in the corner. She went over and poked around in it. Hey, Jared, do you want to build a castle? Sibo waved a block in the air. Jared didn't blink an eye. Sibo sat on the floor and piled the blocks on top of each other. Maybe Jared would come and play when he saw what she was doing. But he didn't even look at her. She picked up a stuffed rabbit. It was the heaviest bunny she had ever felt. Hello, Mr. Bunny. How are you today? Sibo asked. I'm fine, Sibo, she replied in a funny bunny-like voice. Jared merely pranced around in front of the TV, still on his toes. Sibo was starting to feel very discouraged. Clearly, Jared didn't like her. Or maybe he was just shy. After all, he'd never seen her before. Sibo perched on the edge of the couch. Auntie Jalia hadn't given her a fork, so she guessed it was okay to eat the cake with her fingers. Oh, yum! This cake is delicious! Sibo said loudly, expecting Jared to come and ask for a bite. Yet again, the little boy ignored her. Maybe Auntie Jalia forgot to tell me that Jared is deaf, Sybil thought. But just then, Jared laughed loudly at something on the TV. Sybil sighed. This kid wasn't any fun at all. She finished her cake and drank the juice. Then she decided to take the dishes to the kitchen and wash her sticky hands. Thanks, Auntie Jalia, Sybil said, putting her dishes into the sink. Pleasure, Auntie Jalia replied. Are you okay in there with Jared? I don't think he likes me, Sybil said sadly. He won't even look at me, never mind talk to me. Oh, Sybil, I thought your mum had told you. Auntie Jalia put her cup down. Jared is autistic. He probably doesn't even realize that you are there. He's auto-sick. Sybil looked horrified. Will he make me sick too? Jared's mom smiled. Autistic, Sybil. Not auto-sick. And no, he can't make you sick too. It's not something you can catch. It just means that his brain works differently to yours and mine. He can't talk yet. But with medication to help him focus, we are hoping that will change. He's also having speech and occupational therapy, Auntie Jalia explained. The end of chapter 1. Tune in to Zone Radio on Wednesday at 3:30 for chapter 2.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sibo Says, published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sibo.co.za. Sibo, empowering children, one page at a time.